Last time we discussed whether the requirement of Hargasha is a Simen or a Siva, and how to understand Shmuel's position, and Ravashi's interpretation of Shmuel, the Chiddush of the Seder Taira, that Ravashi is a rejection of the scope of Shmuel Hargasha, and we noted that the consensus of the Poskim is against the Seder Taira, that in order to be a Nida Minatora, or Sav Minatora, the Dam has to be above Hargasha, even if you know empirically that the Dam is Min HaMakor anyway. So with that kind of introduction, let's now assess exactly what Hargasha is. So you probably saw the Pitzkei Tshuva in the beginning of Simon Kuf Hei Gimel quotes three suggestions in Rishonim and Achronim as to what is the definition of Hargasha. So first he notes the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Hei Halacha Yuzayin. The Rambam isn't telling you this is the definition of Hargasha. It's kind of a Toch Kidei comment. But the Rambam writes in Perek Hei Halacha Yuzayin, Ha'isha Shishtina Mayim V'yatza Dam V'mei Reglayim V'chule, the Mishnah that we'll get to, that the Gemara already quoted on the Zayin Beis, that we'll get to soon later on in the test. Afilu Hirgish Gufa V'nisaza Eina Choshashas. Shargash Shemei Reglayim Hizu Shemei Reglayim V'nacheder V'dam Zadam Makub, etc. So Tokhidei, this din of Dan Bahashkana, the Rambam indicates that the definition of Hargasha is Nizdaza, kind of tremoring of the body. Rav Avadia points out, page Yudalid, that it sounds like this is Alderech, what we see in a related context, the Gemara Daf Memam and Aleph, in the context of Shechla Zeras. There the Gemara says, Hayochel Truma, a man is eating Truma. The Hirgish in his Daz Evarev, and he feels that he's about to be Moshi Zara. So there's the Lashon of Gemara is Hirgish Shen is Daz Evarev. So that's a similar formulation of Nizdaza in the context of the Hargash associated with Shifa Zara. So that's how the Rambam defines Hargasha in the context of our issue of Riyas Dam. Aruch HaShulchan points out, Aruch HaShulchan in Os Nefes, that according to the Rambam, it should follow that if you want to define the term Hargasha, you would define it as tremoring, as trepidation, Deis Elokin Halef Ragesh, Lama Ragashu Goyim, so the same Shoresh, the lashon of trembling, tremoring, trepidation, that is Hargasha for the Rambam. Then the Pesach Shuvah tells us that there is a Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin in Simen Resh Mem Vav. The relevant Lashon is in the Shaila of the Truma Sedeshin. We'll get to the Tshuva a little bit later today. There's a big Chiddush in the Truma Sedeshin's Tshuva, which is Lalacha. But the Lashon of the Truma Sedeshin in Shaila is as follows. Beis Yosef always assumes that the Truma Sedeshin wrote his own Shaila, like the Shagas Aryeh centuries later. Even though if you look in the extensive Hakdama to the Leket Yosher, the Talmud of Truma Sedeshin, so the annotator, the Magia in the Leket Yosher, in the classic printing, has kama v'kama rayos why he thinks that the Truma Sedeshin did not in fact write the Shailos, but it's generally assumed, or at least Beis Yosef assumes, and Beis Yosef makes diukim on that basis, or assumes that you can, that there's significance in the Lashon of the Shaila of the Truma Sedeshin. So Shaila, Truma Sedeshin, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Isha she'argisha va'atma she'niftach makar lahotzidam. So a woman experiences Hargasha, has this sensation that her makor is opening up lahotzidam. Then the shayla is about where she does the bedika and she sees what otherwise would seem to be a mara hatahor. What is the status of this woman? What's the status of whether she's tahor or not? But the opening line is Isha Shergisha Ba'atma Sheniftach Makar Lahotzidam. So that's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes here from this Truma Sedeshin. The Niftach Makar Sichas Pia Makar, that Hargasha means a sensation that the Rafan is opening to allow for Dam to come out. And you have that Lashon in Tosus as well on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosus Dibra Maskil Vaha. So Tosfos there has a line, Shamakom Sasum, Ukishadam Yotze Niftach, Bahayala Lahargish. That the makor is Sasum, the rachem is closed, and when the dam leaves the makor, then a woman should have a hargasha that the makor is opening in order to allow the dam to be released. So that's like this formulation that you have in the shayla of the Trumas Hadeshen, and that's the formulation of Shulchan Aruch here in the beginning of in Kuf Mem Gimel that we already saw a couple of times. V'hu shetargish mitziaso u miu mishetargish vo shenea karmim komo v'yatza temeya. So the hargasha is hargasha that the dam is nea karmim komo, hargasha that the dam leaves the makra. That is the formulation of Shulchan Aruch. Aruch HaShulchan thinks that the Rambam doesn't necessarily argue. When the Rambam tells you that Hargasha, or the Hargasha that he describes, is one of Nizdaz Gufa, so that's another flavor of Hargasha, but not to the exclusion of Hargasha Pi HaMekor. And Aruch HaShulchan says, according to that definition, if it's Hargasha Pi HaMekor, he thinks that the translation of Hargasha is more along the lines of awareness, of consciousness, that it's awareness that the rachem is opening up. He quotes the Gemara Megillah Tetzvav Amud Beis, Marasa Esther Shizimnes Haman Ulai Yargish Hamakom V'Yasalanu Neis. It doesn't mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu will tremor. It doesn't mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu will feel. It means a Kadosh Baruch Hu will have an awareness of the situation, Kaviyacho, V'yasa Lanu Nei, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Samech Vav, in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Okay, so we have the Rambam of Nizdaz Gufa, we have the Trumas Hadeshen of Psichas Pi HaMakor. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it's not Machlokes, the Rambam would also agree that Psichas Pi HaMakor is a form of Hargasha. And then, finally, Pesukei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva of the Nod Bihuda. Nod Bihuda Yaredeya Simen Nun Hei. There's a fascinating opening paragraph in the Tshuva of Yehuda, in which number one, he wants to know why the Shoel sent the question from so far away, or the no rabbis where you live, and then he says you quoted a Tshuva Shev Yaakov. So he writes, "Ein darki lassum iyun the Tshuva Sachronim chaf meiz manenu." I don't really look in Achronim. V'lo afilu v'komim l'faneinu dor shnei doros, even achronim a generation or two earlier. V'day lanu v'hadmik yuneinu v'divrei atamud v'poskim rishonim. We have enough to worry about just getting through shas and poskim. And rishonim. V'asmuchim lahem ad higienu l'bali shulchan aruch ashir sidru lanu shulchan malei birkas Hashem. So it's enough to learn through shas and rishonim through the shulchan aruch, and don't bother me with what was written afterwards, because we don't have time, and why exert the energy to read later literature? Okay, but then the Nod Yehuda says, "What's no gaya li inyanenu?" My new hargasha, sheyargishu. My new hargasha sheyargishu. Im hargashas psichas hamakor o af hargashas zivas davar lachu b'sar. So the way the question is framed is hargasha limited to hargasha of the opening of the rachem, or if you have a sensation that there is dam flowing dibsara, is that also a sufficient hargasha? Yolini yistaiti the af hargashas zivas davar lachashiv hargasha below the inan hargashas psichas hamakor dafka. That was a drasha. What does that mean, bibsara? Hai basar lav al basar makorkai. It doesn't mean achitargish in the rechem. So if you have, it can't be that you have hargasha when the dam is in the rechem, because that's not dam tami yet. It's only tami when it leaves the rechem. The imkain, hai bisara. So if you're talking about a hargasha bibisara, hai bisara shemina shinayim v'lochutz. That's bibisara when it exits, or after it exits the rechem. V'imkein, gam shetargish b'sara, hainu b'sar zeh, v'reza kvar huchud, z'pesach ha mekor. V'eich neba shabina shetargish b'sichas ha mekor. So if it's b'sara, at shetargish b'sara, it has to be a sensation once it's already left the rechet. So it must be that you have at least the possibility that there is hargasha of ziva stavrlach internally, but not necessarily the hargasha when it leaves the rechet. And in the Sefer Shari Tara, is written by Bechiah Michel Stern, the nephew of Michel Mazaman, a beautiful sefer. He has one volume on Tfilin Chatzitza, one volume on Samim and Bedikos. So he points out in the Share, I think he's also in the Chavar, the Kashrus, Dalim, Min, and Pilchasim, and the other Svarim. He came out with an Eirvin sefer over COVID, during COVID. He points out that the Marach or Zeruah that we quoted last time for different reasons, also sounds like this Noz Yehuda. The Marach HaZeruah Siman Kuf Yud Beis says, Ad Shetargish B'Besara, Kolomar, Shemat Adam B'Besara, Afilu Im Eina Margeshes B'Tziyah. So we quoted this last time in the context of that this Marach HaZeruah sounds like the Sidrei Torah, that a woman could be Tmeya min Torah if she knows that there's dam in HaMakor, even without her gasha. He says, Matza dam b'bsara, even if she's not margeshes b'tziyaso, could go dam in imsa b'prosdar, afal pi, shelo hirgisha bo b'tziyaso min HaMakor. Even if there's no hargasha, b'tziyaso min HaMakor. So, Rosh Stern thinks this is potentially an opposite diuk of what we wanted from the Marach HaZeruah last time, that afal hishol regisha bo b'tziyasa min HaMakor, it doesn't mean that there's no hargash at all, maybe takanit hargash, not like we wanted to say from the Marach HaZeruah last time, but afal hishol regisha b'tziyasa min HaMakor, but if there is hargash later of zivas davrlach internally, once it leaves the rafem, that would also be a sufficient hargash. So you can't have both ways in the Marach HaZeruah, but that's his suggestion that maybe you see the Marach HaZeruah like the Noz Yehuda, that you don't require Hargasha Sichas Pi HaMakor, maybe it's sufficient to have Hargasha Sichas Arlach. If you say like the Diyuk we wanted to make last time, there's no Raya, he's saying that you don't need Hargasha B'Klav. But the Diyuk isn't that Min HaMakor as opposed to Maybe you could say both ways. He says, okay, the definition of Hargasha is Hargasha. It's unlikely that he's saying both. It's unlikely that he's saying that you don't need Hargasha to be a need of a Torah. Avi shelo hirgisha bo b'tziyasa min HaMakor, and the definition of Hargasha is Sivas Davalak. Right. I don't think you can say both ways. Okay. But be that as it may, whether or not it's a Marach or Zeruah, it is the famous Chuvas Noda Bihuda. Chavasas is in Asivas's parish. Chavasas, in the beginning of Simon Kufsadi, modifies the Noda Bihuda. And says the following. Beginning of Simon Kufsadi. Nira, yeah, there is such a thing as Hargasha Zivas Davrlach, but Nira Dibi Inan Shetargish Shizavim Kara. But not the way they know that Yehuda says it, that the Zivas of Relaf is Bibsara, but it's internal after it left the Rechem. But it has to be a Hargasha that it's flowing out of the Rechem. The Imlo Hargisha Shazabim Kara, Rachem Hargeshes Shazabim Proster, if the only Hargasha is that it's flowing internally once it left the Rechem, near the Torah, that's not a Hargasha. So that's something that doesn't seem to exist in Metzius, that a woman would have that level of hargasha, that to feel the dam exiting the rechem then and there. But the Chasam Sofer, the Chabad says, if there is, to the extent that there is such a flavor of hargasha of zivas davrelach, it has to be zivas davrelach min harechem. Usher.
Sorry, just to clarify the terms, like rechem and makor, are they the same thing, or are they?
Yeah, that's synonymous.
Okay.
And everything else is subject to debate.
Okay, and when it leaves the rechem, it doesn't necessarily mean it leaves the body.
It definitely does not leave the body. It goes through the cervical area, through the external os, the cervix, before it comes out. Right.
Okay, so when he's saying this, he means, then the chazdas means leaves the body?
Yehuda is saying that as long as there's a sensation of zivas davrelach in the body after left the rechem, that is hargasha. And the Chavos Da'as says, no, Zivas Davrelach is only the sensation as it leaves the Rechem when it's still in the body, as it leaves the Rechem into the cervical area.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah?
Is that because he assumes it's Damaka?
No, nothing to do with Damaka. You think that's what Hargasha is. Hargasha means that you're feeling something, meaning that...
I mean, we can assume that the dam is dam min hamakor, but without the hargash, you're supposed to be tohora.
Right. Even if you know, if you don't accept the Siddur Tara that we discussed last time, even if you know full well that it's dam min harachem, but if it's not bav hargashan, then min hatara, she's tohora.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, halacha, we don't accept not the shas, right?
Not like...
Not the Siddur Tara.
Not only the Siddur Tara that you don't need Hargasha. Yeah, correct.
So no such thing as
we assume that in order to be in need of Min HaTorah, it has to be above Hargasha. Now we're discussing what does Hargasha mean. But whatever Hargasha means, it has to be above Hargasha.
That's a final question. The way that it was presented, it sounded like these were three shittas that didn't necessarily argue with one another. In the Pesach Shu, that's sort of the impression I got from him.
Right, and that's what, in one direction, meaning the Novi Yehuda clearly says that obviously Sichas Harechem is Hargasha, the question is whether Sichas Davrelach is also Hargasha. Right, so that's definitely the case. Now, the Novi Yehuda is a Kiddush. If you say, the fact that you said, you don't have to accept the Novi Yehuda if you have the other definitions of Hargasha, and the Aruch HaShulchan said that you could have said in the Rambam that it's dafkiznis das the gufa, but he thinks that's not muchach in the Rambam. The Rambam could agree to psikos rechemosa. Okay. So again, the Chavos Da'as thinks that the zivas davrelach is only a bona fide hargasha if it's a sensation that it's leaving the recha. The Chasam Sofer, Yeridea Simon Kufayin Aleph, Chuvas Chasam Sofer, Yeridea Simon Kufayin Aleph, rejects the Nod Behuda Mikol Vachol. He doesn't think there's any such thing as Hargasha of Zivas Davrelach. And his raya is, or one of his rayas, is from the Shaka Vitaria in the beginning of Haroa Kesem, where the Gemara brings Akasha and Shmuel, who requires Hargasha Shatar Yishmi Basara, from the Mishnah later on of Isha Shasa Tzorcheha. And the Gemara says, hey, Vidam. Ida argasha yeshavas amay Torah. Elav de lo argasha Diksani omedes tameya. So must be you don't need hargasha. No, maybe there is hargasha, but you could confuse the hargasha of dam nida with the hargasha of mei raglayim. So says the Chasam Sofer. Umi tucha lahafkin klal bein lakus adam will lakus merid life. So there's no possibility if we're talking about that there are two distinct argashas, argasha of merid life, argasha of dam nida coming out. If Hargasha means Zivas Avralach, then how could anyone ever distinguish or have any havchana between Hargasha Asmei Raglayim and Hargasha Zivas Avralach? Ella must be that Hargasha is a distinct sensation of Nizdaza Guf, Psichas Pia Makor, but it can't be Hargasha Zivas Avralach. And the Chassid Sofer writes, "Lefiani Saiti Zehu Raya She'ein Aleha Tshuva."
I think the rise from Ida Lo Argisha, but my question is like, does it mean Lo Argisha?
No, but you're saying, but then what's the maskan of the Gemara? Meaning,
yeah, that
is what it sounds like. But you're saying, but the next line of the Gemara is that you could confuse it to.
But you wouldn't call it low argosha.
Yeah,
when she went to
Zaham, it doesn't make any sense. Maskan. It's like something that's possibly used or used, or one will mask the other, but it's not being dilka to have a mina of lo. There's a possibility of lo argisha.
It's possible to go to the bathroom and still be lo argisha,
right?
So it means give us our lot.
I mean, the chassus of his raya is the fact that the Gemara entertains that there is an absolute possibility of having a definite hargasha or not having a definite hargasha of whatever hargasha's damnida is. Sounds like it can't be that hargasha sivas overlap, because then you can never have a definite hargasha as to what hargasha damnida, because it can always be confused with hargasha meriklai. But then when the Gemara says no dilma argasha, and maybe it's a masked hargasha, so what's the answer? And so that's what you're asking. The Gemara says olam the argasha ve'em hargasha meriklai havai. So maybe you had Argasha, well, if you say, yeah, so it must be that Argasha is Nizdaz the Gufa or Psichas Pia Makor, so loan the Argasha, you had that Argasha Psichas Pia Makor, the Amor Argasha is Meir Glayim Hava. And maybe that was masked by the Argasha is Meir Glayim because you didn't focus on the Argasha Psichas Pia Makor because you had Argasha is Meir Glayim. You're saying that's not necessarily the most apparent raya she'ena love tshuva that there ever was in history.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's whatever you think of the strength of the raya, that's the Chazon Sofer's position, that the Nod Yehuda and Zivas Darulach should not be accepted, not the Chavis Das's extreme of Zivas Darulach Mina Rachem, and not the Nod Yehuda Zivas Darulach internally. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan assumes, Halacha in Os Samach Vav. That's what Rav Avadya assumes, Halacha, that you don't have to be choshesh for Zivas Davralach as a Hargasha. Rav Moshe's Tshuvas to Rabbi Eider, that were printed originally in the back of Rabbi Eider's Hilchos Nida, and subsequently reprinted in Chelek Ches, the posthumous Chelek, first posthumous Chelek. So Rav Moshe in Tshuva Zayin to Rabbi Eider assumes that we are choshesh for the Nod Yehuda, not the Chavis Das, but the Nod Yehuda, that Hargasha Zivas Davralach internally is Hargasha, but that means internally. If a woman feels a sensation of moisture leaving the body as it's leaving the body, that's not what the Nod Yehuda is talking about. The Nod Yehuda is talking about a sensation of an internal flow. So if you're feeling moisture, liquid leaving the body, that's not Zivas Davralach. Hargasha Zivas Davralach means a sensation of an internal flow of liquid in the body. Okay, now it's, Rav Stern points out that it's more likely, or one has an easier time understanding Zivas Davralach as being a candidate for Hargasha if we view Hargasha as a simon and not as a siva. Hargasha, Siva Sarulach, makes more sense as an indicator that the dam came in Arecha, because where else did it come from if you feel this internal sensation of dam flowing? Whereas if it's a siva, if that's there's a cluster, it has to be dam by Hargasha, so why would you necessarily define Hargasha, Siva Sarulach as Hargasha? you could say it, but it's more, a little bit more attractive to accept Zivra Sabralach if you view Hargasha as a simen and not as a sima. Rabbi Karp, in this Mishmeres Hara, points out or suggests that this question as to whether Zivra Sabralach is a Hargasha may relate to different formulations in Rishonim, which you can call Machlokas if you want, as to whether the thrust of Hargasha is the sensation that precedes the dam coming out of the rachem, or a sensation that that coincides with the dam coming out of the rachem. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Tes, Eda Isha Mitztama Minotor, we saw this last time, the need of the Ziva, Ad Shetargish, Vitiradam, the Yetzei Bimsara. So that formulation of Hargasha, then Re'ia, then Yitzia, sounds like there's an order here, and the Hargasha precedes the Re'ia. Hargasha precedes the Re'ia. So if that's the case, it would be difficult to view Hargasha Ziva Sabralach as Hargasha. The Seder Advarim is there's Hargasha, which is preceded by Riyastam. Hargasha Ziva Sabralach isn't something that precedes a Riyastam, that's part of or commensurate with the, that coincides with the Riyastam. It's flowing as it's coming out. So if Hargasha said that proceeds, so then the Ramban's Nizdavza makes a lot more sense. So the Acha Targish Bibasara is that there is a sensation that precedes the Re'iyah. And you have a similar lush in the Rashba in Taras Habayis, which you also haven't quoted yet, but Rashba and Taras Habayis is another key Rishon on our Limud, which is printed in the back of this Shulchan Aruch as well. So the Rashba and Taras Habayis, Bayu Zion, the beginning of Shar Dalid. So his introductory formulation, Dvar Torah, Eina Isha Mitama Mishum Nida, Acha Targish Bibisara, Bishas Yitzias Dam. In order to be a Nida Minotaur, you have to have Hargasha Bibisara Bishas Yitzias Dam. So that's at the time of Yitzias Dam, but at least it doesn't sound like it's Hargasha of the Yitzias Dam. I mean, at Bishas Yitzias Dam doesn't sound like it's a Hargasha Zivas Davalach. There's a Hargasha at the time that the Dam comes out, not Hargasha of the Dam coming out. Rabbi Karp points out there's a Lashon of Chinuch, a Mitzvah Reish Zayin, a Minotorah, Ein Isha Mistama Ad Shetargish Ba'atma Dam Tumasa. That a woman is only Mistama if she is Margeshes Dam Tumasa. That sounds more like the Hargasha is Hargasha of the Dam. That at least could allow for the possibility that Ziva Sabralach is a form of Hargasha. And he points out, Lashon of Rashi, Daf Yilma Min Aleph, Diva Maskel Margeshes, Klomar Yodas Ba'atma Kisha Yotze Dam Mimena. That Hargasha is Kisha Yotze Dam Mimena. Again, it doesn't tell you that that's a Hargasha of Ziva Sabralach, but the Chinuch is probably the most, the strongest allowance for that possibility of Ad Shetargish Ba'atma Dam Tumasa. Okay. But be that as it may, so Nizaz the Gufa Psichas Pia Makor, that is generally accepted as a Hargasha for Nida purposes, Ziva Sabralach. That's a question in the Achronim, whether the Nodim Yehuda Chiddush is accepted. Rav Moshe accepts it, Aruch HaShulchan doesn't. Chasam Sofer was very skeptical. Okay. Now, already the Shev Yaakov in the first half of the 1700s pointed out that Shev Yaakov, the Sidri Taras Rebbe, as we mentioned previously, that was the one of the Achronim that the Nodim Yehuda didn't read, that the Shoel had presented something from the Shev Yaakov, and the Nodim Yehuda said he didn't read it because he doesn't read it later Achronim. So the Shev Yaakov really points out in his time that women were not having these hargashos of Psichas Pi HaMakor. Women weren't having the hargashos of Nizdazda HaGuf. The women didn't have these sensations already a few hundred years ago. And even Zivas Darulach, if you assume like the Chavas Das, that also doesn't exist, that you'd have a sensation of the Dam coming out of the Makor. The only candidate for Hargasha that some women may have nowadays would be Hargashas Zivas Davrlach Biprozdar in the cervical area before it comes out of the body, but not coming out of the rechem. So if that's the case, that three out of four candidates for Hargasha don't exist b'chlal, and the last candidate, some women may have, many women don't have. So how you talking that most women wouldn't have nidus min ha-Torah? And how could that be that if we accept what we'll call the consensus position, that in order to be a nidus min ha-Torah, it has to be dam b'hargasha, and all the likeliest candidates of hargasha don't exist, women don't have these sensations anymore, so how do we have nida d'oraisa? Aruch HaShulchan, O Samach Aleph, thinks the women are all wrong. Hevel Yitza Pianashim Elu. Any woman tells you she doesn't have Dam Bargasha, doesn't know what she's talking about, she has Bargasha, she just doesn't realize it. That she's not sensitive to her body. These Bargashas exist, and don't believe the women that tell you otherwise. Rav Moshe, in Shuvah Yuvez Drabe Eider, tempers that a little bit, but the way Rav Moshe says it is that women all know when they have a Re'iyah. So it must be that if they know when they have a Re'iyah, there's some form of sensation that they experience. And it could be they can't express it properly and may not be fully conscious of it on a conscious level, but it must exist. So even these forms of hargasha that we don't think exist, really they do, just women aren't sufficiently attuned to their body, not sufficiently conscious, but they do exist. Yeah?
Isn't it necessarily subjective, though? I mean, if they don't feel it, then doesn't that mean they didn't have hargasha? What does it mean if they don't feel like in tune? Like, if they didn't feel it, they didn't feel it.
So hargasha doesn't necessarily... Hargasha may not require a full consciousness. Maybe it's a sensation on some level, even if they're not, even if they're, meaning if a woman, as a woman could be sleeping, and she may not be aware of everything going on in the body. That, so even if a woman's awake, so maybe in some sense she's sleeping to all the sensations going on. That's the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe. Now, the flip side of that is, if you're going to argue, this is where Rabbi Morgenstern talks about in the Pesachei Das, Perek Aleph, footnote 17. So he says, so if you accept the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe, that basically women aren't sufficiently attuned to their bodies to know what's Hargasha, but they're all having Hargashas anyway, even if they can't express it. So then, how do you have kulas ksamim nowadays? this is going the other extreme. We start with the question, how do you ever have need the daraisa? Isn't everything a keser? So, the other direction, if you're going to tell me that women aren't attuned to their argashas, but they have them, so anytime a woman sees a kesem, why did you have to be choshesh that it was really bab argasha? Because no one's sensitive to their argashas anyway. So how do you have kulas kesemim? Yeah.
For Rashi, isn't that the definition of kulas kesemim? That we're choshesh that they had argasha? We're still meikel?
Yes, so Rashi is argasha levadaita. That maybe she had argasha and didn't realize it. So that's if you have a hargasha, you have the possibility of having a hargasha, and sometimes you may not realize it. But if we're saying that everyone's in the same boat, so everybody has hargasha, so no one realizes it, so then everybody should always be in need of the raisa. I mean, hargasha v'levadaita in that sense is that women generally have hargashas that they're conscious of. And the reason that we're machmir on Samin is that maybe there was a gasha that she missed. But if we're saying that no one can censor a gasha, but it's all going on, so then there's no new category of Samin. Then we should treat everybody the same way. That's the premise of his question. So he points out, Rav Osner has a tshuva. We'll come back to this in its own context, b'amshech. Chelok Yud Simin Kuf Mem Beis, he writes similar things in a few places. Chelok Yud Simin Kuf Mem Beis. So Rav Osner writes, Hinei Pashit Be'edai Me'odea, it was always Pashit to me, Divizman Azeh, Tzvich Amanu Lahachmir Bezeh Ke'ein Re'iya Bargasha Mamish. That there are situations where you'd have to be machmir on ksamin to treat it as a re'iyah b'hargasha, not because of the sidrei tara that a woman can be tameim in a tara even without hargasha, because everyone rejects the sidrei tara, but because nowadays harbe nechleshu achushim, the people aren't sensitive to their bodies anymore the way they used to be. So, you can't assume that there's no hargasha, because we know that rov dam is baba hargasha. So, if it's the case that rov dam is baba hargasha, so you have to assume that most women have hargasha, even if they can't articulate, express, or identify the sensation. So that everybody's in the same boat, and we should be choshesh that even a kesem should be a re'iyah. He says, even though you can't really be machmer in that, because you can't just get rid of simon kuptadi and get rid of all hilchos ksamim, but he says, where all indications are that it definitely came the gufa, meaning, we'll talk about when we get to the details of ksamim, in what situations you could be mekel kulas ksamim based on a theoretical tliya, even if it's not really consistent with reality. I mean, you know, in a situation where you know full well where the dam came from, and yet you have kulas ksamim. But Rav Osner says, in those cases where you do know full well where the dam came from, it's harder to be mekel kulas ksamim bizman hazeh. So as a baseline assumption, kulas ksamim are operative. But on a case-by-case analysis where, based on the details in particular, we'll talk about what these details are as we go on, but where all indications are that it definitely came migufa, so then you have to be more machmir to treat it as maybe there was argasha, and then not to rely on kulos ksam. So Rav Osner has this in a few places. We'll talk about practical ramifications of that b'amshech when we get to the details of ksam. So, first suggestion in Achronim, how do we have need of Isman Azeh, is everybody has Hargasha, they just don't know it. And then the counter question that Rabbi Morgenstern raises, that Rav Osner discusses, well, that's the case, so maybe in the other direction we should be machmir, that every kesem is really a chashash of Riyah and need of the Raisa. Okay. Second suggestion in Achronim that is generally rejected by all the other Achronim is that of the Maram Shik, Maram Shik in Tshuva Yerodeya Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Yerodeya Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Tam Lechaz and Sofer, he suggests that maybe what we call a Vesta Guf is really a form of Hargasha. So we'll discuss much later in the year when we get to Vestos. If a woman has a certain, the Mishnah has different examples of bodily reactions that are harbingers of a riyasam, piyuk, itush, and different pains and cramps, etc. So Maharshi Shik suggests maybe that's also a hargasha. So that also relates to what we discussed a few moments ago, that it only makes sense to even entertain such a possibility if you assume that argasha is something that precedes a riyah and that isn't commensurate with riyah, like the Rambam, for example. But even there, the Vesta Guf is a different category in Halacha. And anyway, as some of the Svarim point out, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel that we've already read multiple times is V'husha Targish B'tziyasa, which sounds more like the Hargasha is simultaneous with the Re'iyah and not preceding it. Okay, but that, so the Maharam Shik has such a suggestion, was generally rejected by the other Achronin. The Aruch HaShulchan rejects it in Sif Nun Tes. Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Yashiv that Rav Yashiv held that Bizman Azeh, since the only candidate left standing is Zivas Davarlach, so minimally you have to be Machmir for Zivas Davarlach. So if any woman has Zivas Davarlach, you have to treat that as Argasha, even if on the merits he would have been more skeptical about the Nod Behuda in and of itself, but since that's the only possible hargasha that a woman may experience this man of death, so then you have to be machmir to treat that as hargasha. Okay. Rabbi Willig has the following suggestion. Printed in the Am Mordechai Simon Kaf Gimel. And subsequent to many years after Rabbi Willig published this, and Rabbi Morgenstern's paper that came out a few years ago, he has this also along the same lines, and Rabbi Yashiv in one of the later Tshuvas, or Rabbi Yashiv in, he quotes Rabbi Yashiv as saying something along these lines as well. So Rabbi Willig is working off a Rashba in the beginning of Perek HaRo'eh Kesem. The problem that the Rashba is dealing with is that the Gemara seems to present multiple drashos from the same pasuk. Shmuel has Bibsara Achatargish Bibsara, and the Gemara asks Akasi Mibayle Bibsara below Bishvir. Below the chasicha, so the Gemara says, don't you need that drasha b'bsara to tell you that if you have dam that is expelled from the body b'shvir b'chasicha, that's not dam nida. So the Gemara says, karati shmamina. No, that both drashas can coexist. Both drashas are true. So the Rishon are bothered. How can that be? Usually, you can't have multiple drashas from the same pasuk. So the Rashba writes, "Dira maskal tarti shma mina." Pirish Mori Harazal the Rebbeinu Yonah. Drasha de'ad shetargish v'drasha de'velo b'shpir shkulosay. That both drashas are parallel. The Tarvayu Darshina Lehu. Midelo kasav. In the printed Rashi, it says Bibsara. So Bibsara is what we have. So I thought that means lo kasav bisara. But the fact, what it means to say is that the fact that you have the added days Bibsara, and you have the Mapike, that somehow allows for two parallel drashas. So it's Ke'ilu, there were two darshanable words, the Bib Sara, so the days and the Mapike, both allow for parallel drashas. So the Gemara says, Tarti Shvamina, there are two parallel drashas, there's no relative, there's no hierarchy, there's no relationship. There are two parallel coexisting drashas from Dibsara. The Yesh Mefarshim, and that's the Chidush, that's the way we have the Chidush Sheiran. Divelo Bishpir, Haim Mishum, De'ein Margeshes, Bitsiya Sadam. No, it's not that there are two parallel coexisting drashas, they're really one and the same. That Divelo Bishpir is an extension of Ashitar Shibsara. The overarching drasha is that it has to be Dam Bargasha. If you have dam b'shvir b'chasicha, so that's not dam either, because that's not dam b'hargasha. So it's really, when the Gemara says tarti shramina, it doesn't mean two independent standalone drashos, it's really one drasha of hargasha, and lo b'shvir lo b'chasicha is an application of that drasha of achitar b'shvir b'sar. That's what that's the Rashi causes the Yesh Mefarshim, that's what we have in the Chidush Sheiran. Lashon Aran is Kevin did Darshinim did the Sarah Shatari Shvim Sarah the Meila Mashba Velo Bishvim Lava Chasicha Shein Bechayotzi Bezar Gasha Stam Al Gasha Spir Bechasicha. So the overarching drasha is it has to be Bar Gasha, and Lo Bishvim Lava Chasicha is an application of the fact that it has to be the Har Gasha. So the way the Magia on the Rashba explains the Ishitas, footnote 31, he says, V'ine, miperish zeh muchach dehargasha hi tenai viriya. So according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, the first chat, that these are two parallel drashas, and if not for the fact that there was a second Zeres HaKosov, we would have been metame dam b'chasicha, meaning it's not a function of hargasha, because they're two parallel drashas. So v'perizah b'uchat hargashi t'nai b'ri'ya. Sharei Bishvir v'chasicha vadai hadam migufa. Is if you have dam that comes out bishvir v'chasicha, you know that it came migufa. U'b'chol zos tahora v'nei shechaser kan argasha machmas hadam. But it's still. I'm sorry. That's within the Chidush Eran. According to the Chidush Eran, that the Yesh Mefarshim, the Rashba, that the Dam Bishvir B'chasicha is a extension of Dam B'hargasha. So even though it's Migufa, she's Tahora because it's not Dam B'hargasha. But according to the Rebbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, the first draft, that Shkulosei, and these are two independent drashas that don't rely on each other, you have two independent Zeres HaKasas. So why is it that Dan Bishvir B'chasicha is Tahor? Right, what's the nature of that Zeres HaKasas, if you will? According to the Rad, everything's a function of Argasha. So Dan Bishvir B'chasicha is not Bargasha, and therefore that's why it's Zaris. It's an extension of Ashadar Shavazar. According to the Rebbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, that these are two parallel drashos, and Dan Bishvir B'chasicha is not a function of Hargasha. So what's the Tzad HaShaveh between Dan B'Hargasha, or Dan Shalom B'Hargasha, and Dan Shvir V'chasicha? So the footnote in the Rashba suggests, based on a Pardis Rimonim, that the Tzad HaShaveh is Derech Re'iyah B'Kach. What is the normal way of Re'iyah? So the normal way of Re'iyah is Dan B'Hargasha, and Shvir V'chasicha is also not the normal way of Re'iyah. It's not dark of a kach. If it's not dark of a kach, that's why she's not going to be Tameya Min HaTorah. So that's what the footnote of the Rashba quotes in the part of the Rimonim in his explanation of the Rashba against the Ran, that the Tzad HaShaveh between the two parallel drashas is it's not Derech Re'iyah B'Kach. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes this from Avil Yashiv as well, that everything is dependent on Derech Re'iyah B'Kach. One of Avil Yashiv's rayas in Kovetz Tshuvos Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Dalet is that the din is that a one-day-old baby could be Tamei Anida if she sees that. So what Hargasha does a one-day-old baby have? Obviously, there's no Hargasha to speak of that we could relate to. But for the one-day-old baby, that's Derech Re'iyah B'Kach. That's the normal way for Dam to come out. So Rabbi Willig says, and Rabbi Morgenstern basically quotes the same from Rav Yashiv, at least in a slightly different context, but the way Rabbi Willig says it, in our context, that this could be an explanation of Sahabi Avnida da Rais of Isma Mazet. So where it's normal to have Argasha, so then the Derech Re'iyah is Bargasha. Where it's not normal to have the Argasha, then the Derech Re'iyah is the way you normally see Dan. So one potentially could be Tamei Min HaTorah even without a formal Hargasha, if that is Derech Re'iyah B'Kach. Yeah.
Would we use that to answer everything earlier when you say for the Shev Yaakov? I mean, you don't really...
Yeah, exactly.
Say,
right, so that's exactly the point. That nowadays, you don't need... If no one has Hargasha, so a woman's Tamei Min HaTorah without Hargasha. Right.
Doesn't that circle back to the
Kesavim
issue, though?
You're saying you have the same problem, that if you're saying everybody really, you don't need Argasha, this is Derech Re'iyah B'Kach. No, but this is better, because the Derech Re'iyah B'Kach is that you have a normal amount of flow. So if you just have a Kesavim, that's not Derech Re'iyah B'Kach.
Mm-hmm.
But what's that mean? But Rabbi Willig's Chumrah, along those lines, is that where it is Derech Re'iyah B'Kach, even with a minimal amount of blood, a woman could be Tamei Min HaTorah. So for example, if a woman has an IUD where the norm is that a woman will have a drop of dam every month, but that's the extent of the dam that she sees, but if that's the Derech Re'iyah B'Kach in her situation, that could make her Tamei Min HaTorah, even though otherwise it should have been subject to all of Kulos Ksamas. That ends up being the Chumrah of this approach, that if everything is Derech Re'iyah B'Kach oriented, then you could have a Derech Re'iyah B'Kach where, in a vacuum, it would have been subject to Kulos Ksamim, but because that is the Derech Re'iyah for this woman, it's not. Ilan.
Isn't this kind of a Chudash to apply Derech Re'iyah L'Chumrah? It sort of reminds me of like Malachas Moshev as for Torah L'Chumrah.
We have that also L'Chumrah sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's
more
like that,
right? But it's, I think he feels that you can't if that's the mahalach, then it has to be authentic in both directions. If that's how we're defining how you make a nida deraisa, so then that'll work l'chumra too. Yeah.
But the first one to suggest that the drasha paragasha is really saying that we require there for your account is who?
So it may be pshat with Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it out, but that's how the Magi on the Rashi explains the Rashi. And that's how Rabbi Willig thought about the Rashi. It's not in the Furash, but that's the suggestion some to understand the Rashi.
And why would Shmuel not just say what he really meant? Why would he not say that we are carrying
because that's what Agasha means. We quoted in previous year the formulation of the Chavasas that essentially that's what Agasha is all about. It's about Derech Riya. But that's the normal Hargasha, is the normal Derech Riya. But you can have a scenario where there's a different, more normal Derech Riya. You can have a normal Derech Riya without Agasha. Argasha is the general way of the normal way of experiencing a derech riya.
Why are we assuming that there's need to derech riya? I mean, why are we so adamant that Shabbos find having need to derech riya?
We assume that Shabbos derech riya is manazah. We assume it would be difficult.
Is there a kash on the Torah if there would be no need to manazah?
It would be. Very odd. I think. Okay, let's just go on for a few more minutes. The Trumas Hadeshen, we quoted before the Shaila of the Trumas Hadeshen, Reish Mem Vav. The formulation of Sichas Pi HaMakor as Hargasha, the bulk of the Tshuva Tadashen, the Tshuva, has the following Chiddush. The Tshuva Tadashen writes, V'nira, de'isha de'hergisha ubadka acharkach v'lo matza saklum. Let's say a woman has argasha. So till now we're talking about, let's say you have a ri'ya without argasha, is that going to be t'meim in the Torah? And we assume, according to most poskim, not. You need, even if you know it's min ha-makor without argasha, she's going to be Torah, to figure out what argasha means. Okay. The truth of the argasha is talking about the opposite case. She has argasha, but she doesn't see any dam. There's no ri'ya. So isha shir gisha baka v'acharka v'lo matza saklum. So she experiences Hargasha. There's no dam on a baguette, and she does a bedika. There's no dam on the bedika. Yesh latama. You have to be choshes that she's tameya anyway. Devada yasa tifas dam kechardel v'niskanei achonima. You have to assume if there was Hargasha, then there must have been some dam that came out, and it evaporated, it disappeared, it got rubbed off before she saw it. Dargasha svar deraisahi. As long as you can't attribute argasha to something else, the sigus in the beginning of Hakesem, if you know there is argasha, the argasha is not attributable to argasha's meriglayim, argasha's aid, etc., then argasha, as far as the right, there must have been dam connected to this argasha. However, if she sees a mara tahor, after this argasha, so then you can assume that the mar tahor is attributable to the argasha, and she's tahor. If she does a medika and she sees the mar tahor, so you can assume that the mar tahor also came from the rechem, because the rechem could expel the mar tahor too. And then you have the right to say that the argasha was because of the mar tahor. And then you don't have to be choshesh that maybe she saw a tipas dam kechardel, which was wiped away. So according to the Shuvah Sedeshen, if a woman has hargasha below ri'iyah, she's going to be tamei. She had her gasha. If she sees a mar tahor, she'll be tar. If she sees nothing, she'll be tamei. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes la'alacha in the beginning of Siman Kuf Sadi. Tvar Torah ain't isha matam velosu labayla shetarga sheyas adam ibsara. The chachamim gazrael kastam shenimsa begufa bibigadeha shitmei avasu labayla. Afilu lower gisha vafilu black atma masa tahora. The sweet chesek tarish the kidag atma vatim satahora. Acher kaktim the shivanakiyim fine. The imir gisha shenifdach makar velosi dam ibaka acher kak velo masa klum. Yesh misha omer shehitmeya. So she has her gasha. She does the bedika, nothing doing. Yesh mishomer, this truma sadeshen, shehi temeya. The Mechaber quotes and says the Yesh mishomer, he quotes it below cholik, says the Torah sashlam in sifkatan beis, even though no one argues on this, but the Mechaber says Yesh mishomer, because the truma sadeshen is the only one on record. So the Mechaber sometimes will say Yesh mishomer, if it's there's only one rishon on record of saying it, even if there's no cholik. But the Mechaber doesn't mean to say that this is subject to machlokas. This isn't a stam v'yeshomrim. This is the psak of the Mechaber from the Tumas Hadeshen that she is tamei. If you look in the Darkei Moshe in Siman Kuf Pei Ches Os Beis, Siman Kuf Pei Ches Os Beis, Darkei Moshe writes, Masha Kasa Vamarai, Chumasadesh and Dargasha Daraisa Sarachiyan. Divigamar Resha Rava Kasam Lokomber Dargasha Daraisa Elba Masa Kasam Imargasha Osha Masa Dame Meriglayan Ababalava Filomashusham the Dame. There's no indication from the second beginning of Rava Kasam that anytime you have Argasha, she's automatically Tameya. That's talking about Argasha that's accompanied with a Re'iya. And I haven't seen this Shuvah Sadeshin quoted by Poskim. V'lachein varav sarachiyam. The Darkei Moshe raises questions with this Shuvah Sadeshin. Should this be true l'alacha? No one else says it. He's not sure if it's true. Even though the Darkei Moshe in his Hagos doesn't say anything in Kuf Sadi where the Mechaber quotes this. This is an old question. What do you do where the Darkei Moshe writes something in Darkei Moshe and it's not reflected in the Hagos on Shulchan Aruch? But either as it may, the Mechaber unequivocally passes by the Tumas Hadeshen, and despite the reservations of the Rama in the Darkei Moshe, he doesn't comment on Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
If you say that Hargasha is something that comes simultaneously with the Re'iyah, then this is not a possibility to have a Hargasha without a Re'iyah.
No, it's still a possibility that it was simultaneous, when you say Hargasha, to say Hargasha is simultaneous with the Re'iyah doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean that you can't have a Mare Tahor, possibly, and it doesn't even mean that's if you say that Argasha is always the same time as the Re'iyah, so that definitional that if you had Argasha, does that mean that if you had Argasha and that didn't see anything, that's not Argasha? Is that what you're asking? I don't know if that's definitional. You still could be close to something was a Re'iyah and you didn't see it. I mean, whatever the concern is, or maybe there was Dan and you didn't see it, so you're saying it shouldn't be Mishael, it should be Pasha that there is Dam that you didn't see. Because that's definitional. No more Pasha than if Argasha precedes Aria. And Argasha precedes Aria also, so then that means there was Aria. The norm is that there's a... If you don't say like the Tumas Hadeshen, what that means is that Hargasha, in order to be a Nida Daraisa, you have to have Dam that's Baba Hargasha. It doesn't mean that every time you have argasha, you necessarily say dam. To be dam nidam in a Torah, it has to be above argasha. You could have argasha where you don't say dam. So that's the Mechaber quotes the Shulchan Sedeshen. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe raised issues, but doesn't say anything to Shulchan Aruch. There's a position of Radvaz. Shulchan Radvaz, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Mamtes. Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Mamtes. We take strong issue with the Shulchan Sedeshen. He writes, Vani Omer, Ki Amekayim Chumrazu, Over Mishum, Neshe Ami Tegarshun, Mi Bias Tanu Geha, Umavakal Mitzazona. If you're going to be master that any time you have a gush of Lori'iya, so then you're being Mavakal Mitzazona. Gama Shekasa, Dibirgisha, Vodka Akakak, Vilamasa Klum, Yesh Latama, Devada Yasatiba Zaka Kardov, and his Kaneach. Ain't enough in a sequel. The master dwarsha to name in the Torah. The Vadi Lassa, the Klaal Gadal Omru, ain't a Isha Matam in the Torah, Acha Targish Vitir. So it's impossible to suggest that you could have a Nida Daraisa Bargosh alone without any Re'iyah. So the Radvaz has the following bottom line. He says, if she has a hargasha below re'iya, shelo b'shas vesta, when she's not expecting to have a re'iya, so then you have to be choshesh without a bedika. But if you do bedika and she's clean, then you're home free. And that's what would be true for the Tshuva Sadeshen. But he says, Bizmanenu, no one's machmir even like that. So according to the Truma Sedeshin again, if a woman has argasha below re'iyah, she needs to do bedika. If the bedika produces a maret tahor, you could be samech on the maret tahor and be matir her. But if the bedika produces nothing, then you have to be choshe so that she is tamei. According to the Ramban Darkei Moshe, nothing doing, you don't have to worry at all, but that doesn't make him to Shulchan Aruch. And then according to the Radvaz, you need a bedika, but if the bedika is clean, then you're okay. Yeah.
The Beis Yosef at the end of Rafi Kos to Mizadash and mentions the nearly Shulchan Aruch is serious him, but lays to Hashlo. What do you mean by that?
That people in practice weren't choshesh for it, but Lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch he quotes it.
So it's not that he was saying leis tachashlu.
He's not saying you shouldn't be choshesh for it. He's saying that people aren't choshesh for it.
Even though he called the chomis serious.
Right. But it makes it to Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So we have a little bit more to say about argasha b'lo re'iyah. But I think we're out of time. So next time, Ritz Hashem, we'll pick up a little bit more about Hargasha B'lo Re'iyah L'maisa, and then begin Siman Kuf Tzadi and Hilchos Ksamim and the Dinim of Gris. I already sent you the Dershi to Marmakoma, so it should hopefully keep you busy till the next Kabur. So Ritz Hashem will be next on Monday at 3. Same place. Okay? Great. I think here.